Telluride Podcast.
All right. Episode 74, Tell It Right Podcast. I'm Mike. Welcome back. Still no Jared. He's what we call missing in action right now. Yeah, it's just been a wild few weeks. Sorry, we didn't have an episode last week. It wasn't happening. Jared actually went out of town. He's back in town. I just don't know what he's up to today. We got to get something out here for next week. So I'm fucking here. I'm here for y'all. We're going to do it. We're going to do this today. But I don't really have a whole lot to talk about because really there's no one to converse with. So these aren't going to really go that far. But hey, if you're tuning in, make sure you hit up Tell It Right Podcast. If you got any thoughts on what I'm talking about today, feel free. Leave us a comment there. We also got the merch page up. So if you want to help out Tell It Right here, purchase a t-shirt or two, it'd be great. But yeah, other than that, man, how y'all doing? I hope well. I hope all is well. Fuck, man. Like I said, it's been wild. It's been wild out there. But, you know, I've been keeping busy. I got all kinds of yard work to do out there, guys. It's never ending. Never buy a house. Always rent. Make someone else do it. I can't do it. It's rough. It's rough, man. Pulling weeds. Getting fucking rashes. Fucking gouging the lawn. Burns everywhere. Nah, my lawn's pretty good. But it's a bitch. I hate it. I hate doing yard work. And it's just never ending, man. It's never ending. So, but besides yard work, I have been watching some TV out there. So hopefully most of you have caught the Tom Brady roast that was on Netflix last week. That was actually pretty fucking funny. I laughed my ass off at what I saw. I didn't watch it all. Because here's what I'll say. There were like really only two that stuck out the most for me. Everyone else's jokes were funny. But there were two that I felt like they crossed some fucking lines. And they were great. So it was that Nikki Glaser. And then that fucking crazy dude, Tony Hinchcliffe from Kill Tony. Killer sets, dude. Killer jokes. They had everybody rolling on the fucking floor with some of the shit they said. And it was Tom Brady. And I guess there was an interview, I forget with who. It was one of the, I'm not into sports, so I have no fucking idea who was on the other side there. But I guess the gloves were off. It was like, there were no limits. You could go to the moon. You could go Dogecoin to the moon for this roast. So the jokes really weren't off limits on where you could go. And well, you could see in this roast, pretty much every stone was unturned. It was pretty intense. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot. But yeah, like I said, the Glaser and Hinchcliffe sets were killer. I was kind of sad that Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura, theirs was all right. They did some kind of slideshow thing, and like they're, I'm not sure if this was all part of the set to just be like awkward and uncomfortable. I think it was, but it was just kind of weird how it was scripted. not that it was bad, but it wasn't strong. So, but other than that, dude, everybody else, they were just fucking hilarious. I would say the comedians were on fire. They were ruthless. With everything that's been going on in the world, man, it really felt like all gloves were fucking off. Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it was amazing. Now, the athletes, on the other hand, I definitely give them an A for effort. They did put their hardest out there. Not that what they weren't saying wasn't funny. Their deliveries were okay. They just weren't, you know, Tony Hinchcliffe for one. but no, they were pretty good. I will say honorable mention here. or before I get to the honorable mention, some of the best burns in this whole thing. So, yeah, definitely the relationship between Tom Brady and Giselle there, that was like fucking all over. They were all over the place on that. It was hilarious. But some of the ones that stuck out the most to me were going after Kim Kardashian because she was there. That was fucking hilarious, some of the shit they said. Like, Tony Hinchcliffe was just like, hey, you know, you better close your legs. You got more beef down there between Drake and whoever. And I was just like, holy shit. And, like, the camera's right on her. And, you know, she's being a good sport about it. But I don't know. And then, like, Tom Brady was just all like, oh, yeah, she was nervous to be here today. Not because she was going to get roasted or be at a roast, but because her kids are home with her ex-husband. That was Tom Brady. I was like, oh, that's a pretty good burn there. But, man, the other one that was just, like, dark, like, super fucking dark was all the burns with Aaron Hernandez. And, like, I forgot for a second who he was and that he was the football killer or the football murderer that took his life in prison. And, yeah, dude, what joke was it? Kevin's so short that the stool he's standing on was the same one Aaron Hernandez kicked from underneath him. That was fucking hilarious. But no, overall, it was a great roast. Like I was saying, man, nobody was holding back. They were all gloves off, just beating the shit out of each other. It was awesome. I think a lot of comedy flourished from here. And from what I've been actually hearing from other interviews and like podcasts and stuff, a lot of people think this is a game changer for the comedy industry. You know, for quite a while now, there's been this whole cancel culture, you know, don't step there, don't say that. In Florida, don't say gay, you know, whatever. Yeah, so a lot of people think this is going to start changing things. Like, we're going to get good comedy again. Like, people aren't going to be afraid, you know, and life's going to be awesome sort of deal. So, yeah, dude, I got the clip right here. Let's just, with Tony Hinchcliffe, we have to. So just keep in mind, everybody watching on YouTube, when I screenshotted this or recorded it, my thing blanks it out because of Netflix, which I don't have any rights to show this, but we're going to do audio only. I'll do my best to commentate over it so it's all legal here. But yeah, everybody, either RSS feed or YouTube, this is just going to be audio only. I do apologize.
All right, let's see here. Hey, Tom.
Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Nice shoes, bitch. Did you win those in the divorce? Oh, I love it. This is a fucking stellar dais we have up here. Randy Moss, I was upset that Bill Belichick said he wouldn't give you a ring. You know what else doesn't have a ring? Bill Belichick's phone. Everyone's up here talking about what a big winner Tom is. But let me tell you, Tom is afraid of the Giants, which is why Kevin Hart is hosting tonight.
Now Kevin Hart's going to get torn apart here.
All night. He's been using the stool that Aaron Hernandez kicked out from under himself. Yeah. It's true. Kevin is so small that when his ancestors picked cotton, they called it deadlifting. So many great quarterbacks up here. You know who doesn't pass? Kevin Hart on any movie he's offered. But we are here
Tom
Brady is a Patriot, which is surprising considering he looks like a Confederate fag. Tom Brady, why do you look like a gay Tom Brady? Clearly your ex-wife takes after you. I hear she's out there draining balls right now. People love you, Tom. You have the same fan base
real
as
quick,
Kyle Rittenhouse.
I guess I never knew this.
Gronk, I'm happy you could take a break from writing Santa letters to be here today.
Do the son of a bitch, I think, admitted it on this. I don't have that clip.
I knew you were here when we were all out of chocolate milk backstage. Sure. By the way, Gronk, that's Kevin Hart sitting next to you. That's not your shadow.
I don't know how that gets you better.
Gronk, you look like the Nazi that kept burning himself on the ovens. You look like the final boss in George Floyd, the video game. The great Jeff Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is so Jewish, he only watches football for the coin toss.
Yeah, this Gronk guy
and
got a lot of
And, of course, throwing long bombs at brown people. Nikki Glaser, what a performance tonight, am I right? Absolutely killer set. Nikki, who wrote that? Where was that your entire career? Nikki has such a bad eating disorder, the industry keeps shoving her down our throat. You might recognize her from her podcast appearances, specials, and winning the Triple Crown at Churchill Downs. You might recognize Kevin as the jockey that rode her. And that's Churchill Downs, the racetrack, not to be confused with what Jeff Ross looks like when he smokes a cigar. Sam J, everybody, killed. An obese African-American lesbian.
Damn.
So by having here, Netflix checked off a lot of boxes. Yeah. She is a black lesbo, which means she doesn't eat pussy. She all hell gnaws on it. Earthquakes on his feet. I'm killing. You might recognize Sam from this. Her entire Wikipedia could fit into a fortune cookie. Andrew Schultz, I'm glad you took a break from watching YouTube videos how to dap up black dudes correctly. Schultz's mom is a professional ballroom dancer, which means she's a stripper that talks too much.
That's awesome.
Kreischer is a king.
That's
he looks
awesome.
Like at the Tiger King and the Liver King, right, only ate Burger King and had a liver that looked like Martin Luther King got beat up by Rodney King. And how about the appearance from the great Ron Burgundy, huh? A whale's vagina, which reminds me, Kim Kardashian's here. She's had a lot of black men celebrate in her end zone. Kim, word of advice, close your legs.
That
you
got
have
a standing
more public
ovation.
Beef than Kendrick and Drake. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Netflix.
His liver looked like Martin Luther King got beat up by Rodney King. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. There was a lot of lines crossed, you know, or just right there, you know, about to step over sort of deal, right? It was, like I said, check it out. It's on Netflix. That was just a little hit of it. I mean, like I said, all the other comedians, they fucking killed. That Sam J was pretty funny. I don't remember Schultz's, but I do remember Nikki Glaser was on fire. She got standing ovations for all the shit she said. And then Jeff Ross, the king of roasts, he was pretty strong. I mean, with him, from what I understand, he always did whatever he could to cross the line. I mean, he made a massage joke between Kraft and Tom Brady. And Tom Brady actually got up and whispered in his ear. A lot of people are alluding to that, you know, Tom Brady actually had a line and it was crossed and he made sure Jeff Ross knew that. But according to Jeff Ross, he's like, hell no, dude. That guy was having fun. He's like, he's basically like, he was joking around. Like, that dude had the night of his life. Tom Brady, that is. So, yeah, guys, check that out. It's if you got nothing to do here, check it out. All right. So, really, the only other shit I had is I was going to show some fucking TikToks here. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. I just turned on TikTok, and now all of a sudden, watching some loser pull tabs. Let me pull up my favorites here. So, the first one I had on my favorites. Yeah, dude. Okay. So, I'm about to show you something here. This is where I need people to start throwing comments on www.tellitrightpodcast.com or YouTube or wherever. But I need to get some feedback on this. So I'm going to play this video, and then we're going to go ahead and I'm going to just go ahead and break down what I think this crazy lady is trying to say. So give me a second. Let me reset it. Let me get it shared. Okay. We should have everything good to go, and bam.
Begin to like conceptualize or understand two words. Blind people. They don't see black. They see nothing. Like, they don't have the cones or the fucking things in your eyes to see. Duh. But since I was a kid, I always thought blind people saw black. No, they see nothing. How does one begin to conceptualize nothing? So
okay. Must stop it there. Because this person is already overthinking this whole entire concept. Basically, her entire argument here is that she can't understand what nothing is. Because in her entire life, she has put the color black and nothing and associated together. And so to her, nothing, if you're going to see nothing, it's going to be black. You cover, you know, sort of thing. Which she's not wrong. I don't think she's wrong, but then, yeah, you ask a blind person, okay, what's nothing? Explain nothing, you know, and they're just going to be like, well, it's nothing. Then you're going to be like, well, is it black? And they're going to be like, no, it's nothing. So let's think about this. Blind people have never seen anything, all right? And I bet you if you get the population that were seeing shit when they were younger, like they had vision when they were younger, but lost it to some disease or accident, I'm sure they'll sit here and tell you that nothing's fucking black. Or they'll describe, maybe they see, like, you know, fucking light or something. So, like, you know, when you close your eyes and you're looking at the sun and it's all, like, orange and shit, maybe that's all they see. But, like, I don't think this, I don't know. Anyway, so this girl goes on and talks about how somebody told her to, like, look through her fucking elbow. Like, imagine that you're looking through your elbow and that's fucking nothing. And so, again, she is still, like, she can't wrap her head around it. So, like, at the end of the day, dude, you've seen something. You've seen color. You've seen objects. You've seen people. You've seen whatever. So, when you think of nothing, it's going to be black because you can't see anything in black. You don't see other things. You know what I mean? So, you're not wrong. So let's just jump to the blind person. If you ask them, basically, if you tell them that nothing is black, they're going to have the same fucking reaction as you, and they're going to overthink the fuck out of this. And they're also going to go nuts thinking about it. So, I mean, I think in the end, we have to agree that nothing is based on your perception. But at the same time, it's the same thing. It's just a blind person doesn't know what black is, so they can't explain it. That's all I got on that one. Let's see here. So, yeah, this one is fucking hilarious.
I don't know how to pronounce this word, but PepsiCo just officially recalled their sugar-free Shuwa Pee-Pees.
Nobody
hold on.
Correct him. Please, nobody correct him. Let's just let's all instead show a peepees ginger ale from now on.
How to pronounce?
All right. So if you're listening to the RSS feed, you're not seeing the actual clip of this. So there's a kid on TikTok. He's trying to do like a news story, and he's got an article behind him from ABC News, basically saying PepsiCo is recalling their sugar-free Schweppes ginger ale for containing full sugar. So the dudes was like, I can't pronounce it. So it's Shua Peepees. And then this other dude cuts in and he's just like, nobody correct him, right? Y'all heard that. And I'm with him. Like, this is the new movement. Like, Schweppes is no longer Schweppes. It's Shua Peepees. That's how we're going to have to move forward with life here, people. I need myself a nice can of Shua Peepees. Hey, can I get that? Can I get a can of Shua Peepees? Who would you like to drink? Can of Shua Peepees, baby. Shua Peepees. Shua Peepees. Shua Peepees. So I want to hear your guys' thoughts, though. What you think about Shua Peepees. What you think about the crazy fucking chick trying to figure out what nothing is. It's all wild. It's all wild. I got one more thing. This isn't anything to judge. This is just fucking art right here, and we're gonna play the whole thing.
You can know a lot, you can know a little, but whatever you know, just don't blow the whistle. Joshua Dean had a memory keen, he was strong and he ran every day. But his lungs turned to goo and he had a stroke too. At 46, he was sent on his way. Swampy Barnett loved his mother and he took a lot of pride in his work. He found 300 reasons why a plane couldn't fly, and now he's over his head in the dirt. You can know a lot, you can know a little, but whatever you know, just don't blow the whistle. You can toot a flute, you can play the fiddle, but whatever you do, just don't blow the whistle, alright. Boeing's got planes in the sky, yeah, but Boeing's got men on the ground. Ooh, you mess with the shares, buddy, beware, they can make sure that you land safe and sound. They keep cutting their deals with the FAA, USA, fantastic lawyers of law. A little blip of the whistle, cause they bonus a little, but you can't never see what you never did saw. You can know a lot, you can know a little, but whatever you know, just don't blow the whistle. Your life can be trash, completely dismal, it could always be worse if you just blow the whistle, right?
That is artwork right there, everybody. That song is about all the whistleblowers at Boeing that are apparently being found dead, you know, so all those conspiracies out there that these guys are being off. No, dude, this is a great song because this like takes me back to like my childhood. So I remember like my brother, Joe, if you're listening, it's about you. I remember him and his buddies used to listen to this fucking old country guy, Johnny Prine. So, like, I'm getting a little sense of this Johnny Prine character in this dude with how he's with his folk singing and all that. But then getting a little Bob Dylan action with this. Basically, if you look at the guy, he's just this total redheaded dude with, like, shaggy, long redhead hair. He's totally looks like he's from the 60s. But no, dude, this is genius. He's got other songs, too, that are, like the same style, but they're all like conspiracy theory aimed and whatnot, satirical, we'll call it, because that's what the fucking hashtag says. I think his name's Jesse Wells. Yeah, he should have full versions all on YouTube, you know, so go check him out. Jesse Wells, the guy's a genius. Someone writes, love your stuff. Boeing employee here. This breaks my heart. And then someone else, Boeing executives watching this. Bunch of eye emojis and shit. Yeah, guys, that's all I got today, man. Make sure you're following. I will find Jared eventually. He'll be back. He always comes back. That's the thing. He does always come back. So, yeah, no, it's also Mother's Day today, too. So, like, yeah, he's probably busy doing Mother Day things with mothers and whatnot. So I probably should do that, too, myself. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Yeah, make sure you hit that subscribe button, everybody. First time subscribers, hit that subscribe button. you get all the latest episodes. Longtime listeners, thank you again for your support. We appreciate it. Make sure you're sharing this with everybody. But for everybody, leave some comments here. Leave some comments about what you hear on the podcast, what you see out in the world. I want to know it all. Let me know, and I will talk about it. And then check out www.tellitrightpodcast.com. Check out the merch. Check out the content. It's all there. It's all there for you. For you. For you. Thank you.
Tell It Right Podcast.